Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at July 6, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'm going to talk about Vatnik Soup. As some of you know, we also have a website where you can find every soup ever published. The site also has other useful resources, making it the most comprehensive resource on Russian disinformation and Vatniks. Unfortunately, Elon has flagged the website as malware, as he might not be very happy about the soups I wrote about him. So far, they have garnered over 60 million views on X/Twitter. The freedom of speech spokesperson doesn't seem too keen on free speech, after all. The heart and soul of the website is of course the soups page. There you can find all 360+ soups, which can be sorted chronologically, by popularity, etc. You can also search for soups by title or even in the soup text. Most soups can also be listened to as audio, and we also store them as PDF, just in case Elon one day decides to delete the whole series. Many of the threads can also be found on the other site, you know, the one where the sky is more blue. For those who are just getting into the topic of Russian propaganda and online disinformation, we have prepared a starter pack. If conversely you're a researcher wanting to dive deeper, head over to the topics pages for a hand-picked selection of categorized soups, articles, documentaries and books. All of our long-form videos, interviews and podcasts can also be found from the site. My op-eds on the Byline Times and Baltic Sentinel are also listed. Remember those famous Russian red lines? Well, we have archived all of their nuclear threats since 1999, original list by at cuthbot.bisky.social, and update it regularly so that you can find the latest threat to panic about. There's also a long list of threads we have found interesting and useful throughout the years. Feel free to produce and suggest your own unofficial Vatnik soups. We've also archived and organized the beautiful Vatnik baseball cards collection, crafted by at Lavros Fella. Many of those lovely Vatniks have linked soups already. And for terminology, we have created a Vatnik dictionary. Many soups and resources are also available in a dozen other languages, and we're still looking for fellas who want to help with translations, proofreading, or even write exclusive local soups, from the language menu. If you want to know more about yours truly, there's a long list of interviews, podcasts, etc. in here. Of course, you can also order my book from the website.